pleasures that one has enjoyed much for himself. In Numbers 21. Numbers 21, starting at verse 7, or rather, verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea to encompass the land of Edom. So the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and pitched in Ijeabarim, in the wilderness which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From thence they removed and pitched in the valley of Zarab. From thence they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that cometh out of the coasts of the Amorites, where Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea, and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the streams of the brooks, that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab. And from thence they went to Beer. That is the well where the Lord spake unto Moses, "Gather the people together, and I will give them water." Then Israel sang this song, "Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes dig the well, nobles of the people dig it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves." From the wilderness they went to Matana, and from Matana to Mahalalel, and from Mahalalel to Phamoth. Phamoth in the valley, that is in the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon. Now, the first few verses that one read bring in very blessedly the gospel of the grace of God, and the Lord himself used this incident speaking to Nicodemus. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So one would say just a word in the gospel, if there is any here who doesn't know the Lord Jesus as Savior, he is presented to you in this portion, in this type, presented to you as an object of faith, the one to whom you may look when stricken by sin, and you'll find him the one, the only one, who can bring healing from the curse of sin. But, beloved brethren, that wasn't my object, speaking of this, except this, that the children of Israel, in this judgment of God upon them, have learned to find themselves as they were before God, fit only for judgment, fit only for the wrath of God upon them because of their murmuring. And why did they murmur? Oh, God had given them the manna in the wilderness, that blessed type of the Lord Jesus, man comes down here in humiliation, the bread of life. And we find, if we were to turn to Exodus, of the sweetness of that manna. Yes, it tasted like honey, like wafers of honey. But all the children of Israel, in their unbelief, we find them baking it, seething it, grinding it in mortar. We find that it lost its sweetness. Oh, it began to taste like fresh oil to them. Oh, dear child of God, we can't tamper with that which speaks of Christ, except in loss to our souls. How, when we try to change the Word of God to suit ourselves, how we find that it is that which is lost, that sweet taste to us. So they could say, in turning away, but now we speak of Christ, our soul loatheth this light bread. Oh, how is it with us today? Do we enjoy feeding upon Christ? Do we enjoy Him? Well, they, in their journeying, being much discouraged, yes, they had lost sight of the one who had brought them through the wilderness. They were discouraged, and they lost the enjoyment of Christ in their souls. But God has to speak to them. So He brings upon them this fiery trial, and He turns them back by faith to the sight of Christ crucified. Oh, isn't that the starting point? Christ crucified, the very basis of your salvation and mine. Yeah. Turns them back. And they find in the cross of Christ that restoring grace for their soul. Well, we find in the 10th verse that now, having learned that lesson, they're ready to set forward on their journey. Though they were discouraged before, they had to go all the way around the land of Edom. But now, having been brought back to the look of faith, they're ready to set forth on their journey. Their souls have been restored. And we find that they come and pitch an oboe. One was wondering what oboe meant. Looking up the meaning of it, finds that the meaning is water skin. Water skin. Oh, what does that tell us? Oh, there was that which could contain the water. Water which speaks of the Word. And I believe that in oboe we have that which brings before us new birth, that nature that you and I have been given by God, which can enjoy the Word of God. Oh, how precious. They went forward in the energy of that new life, and the energy now of faith, and they go to oboe, and they keep on going, they're growing in their souls. They go on to Edgy Abaram, and that, in its turn, as we find, means heaps of Abaram, or heaps of the crossover. You know, Abram was called Abram the Hebrew, which is the same word as Abaram. Abram was the one who had crossed over from the land of the Chaldees into the land that God had given him. And what was he there? Oh, he was a pilgrim. He was a stranger in that land. He was walking in separation from all the evil, separation from all the world, all that he had in the land of Canaan was a tent and an altar. Children of Israel, have come to the place through the application of the Word of God, so they find themselves through grace in separation. Yeah. Are we separate, dear fellow Christians, in our walk in this world? Oh, may it be by the grace of God, going on, feeding upon the Word of God, that we may go on in separation from this world, which is headed for destruction, for judgment. Then we find that this was in the wilderness, which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. Well, doesn't that bring before us the one spoken of in the fourth chapter of Malachi? Son of righteousness, who is going to arise with healing in his wings. Well, you and I are not waiting for the sun rising. No. We're looking for the morning star. That which comes before the sun rising. Are you and I looking for the Lord to come? Is that the hope before us? The coming of our blessed Lord Jesus. Oh, it may be, the hope before each of us, so that we may, having that hope in him, purify ourselves, even as he is pure. Children of Israel went to Egypt, which was in the wilderness toward the sun rising. Oh, what a glorious place it was for them to be looking for him who was to come. Then where do they go? Oh, they go in the pitch in the valley of Zered, from thence to the other side of Arnon. Arnon speaks of a swift river. It was the border between Moab and the Amorites. And as we find in the later part of the chapter, of the signal victory that Israel gained there at that river. Yeah, they gained victories, notable victories. Oh, we've been speaking in the, yesterday we're speaking of the overcomer. Oh, what is it that overcomes the world? Oh, it's our faith that overcomes the world. We find that in 1 John 5, I believe. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Where do we get our faith? Oh, it's God that gives us our faith. It comes from him. It's a gift of God to you and to me. And by that faith, we overcome the world. Oh, may we be encouraged to go on as overcomers in this world. Where we're speaking of the word to the overcomer in each of the addresses to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3. The encouragement given to the people of God to overcome how blessed it is to go on with a sense in our souls that through faith we gain the victory, we've overcome, and it's through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brooks of Arnon. Oh, we know what the type of the Red Sea is, how it speaks of the death of Christ for us, and what a victory that was when the Lord Jesus went down into death for you and for me. How, coming up out of the Red Sea, the children of Israel found themselves saved people, saved from Egypt. Yeah. Nothing like it. It's the center of all the cross of Christ. But oh, there's something more. What it did in the brooks of Arnon. Oh, beloved brethren, think of the difficulty of the pathway. What sustains us through the pathway so that we can be as overcomers? Oh, we have one in the glory who sustains his people, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our high priest, who knows the weakness that besets you and me. He knows all about us, and he's there on our behalf, even this very day undertaking for us. And so the day is coming which will bring us face to face with the reality of the pathway we've been through. Oh, today we feel the difficulties, but the day is coming when we're going to view all these difficulties, and we're going to see, as we do not see now, all the power of God that has been in exercise on our behalf. So what a victory it is that the people of God are brought safely through the wilderness, sustained by the Lord Jesus himself. Well, from there they go to Beer in the 16th verse. I know Beer means a well. There are several wells spoken of in Scripture, and they usually have a name. The one that comes to mind at the moment is Beersheba, the well of Sheba. But here is a well that has no name. No. Beloved brethren, you and I have a hidden source of refreshment. Do we not? We have that well which springs up into everlasting life within us. The Spirit of God. How precious that we have that. As one who is unseen by the world and unseen in the world, and yet he indwells you and me and sustains us, keeps us, refreshes our soul. This is the well whereof the Lord spake. And then Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. We've been together here now. This is the third day. What refreshing we have had as we've been gathered together over the precious Word of God. Gather the people together, and I will give them water. God wants his people to come together to have fellowship one with another. Perhaps it's in our own little meetings or an occasion like this where we can enjoy the company of one another and speak of that which delights the heart of God. So Israel, through the refreshment given them, they open their mouths into a song. Bring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princes dig the well. Nobles of the people dignified by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. Oh, why does it say with their staves? You know, the staff in the hand, in that day at least, was something to support. And it speaks, I believe, of dependence. They were dependent upon God. Or you and I to be found in dependence upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it in dependence upon Him that we find the refreshment that He has for us in His own precious Word? They found it. And oh, what joy it gave to their soul. Yeah. What joy it gives to the soul of the child of God who walks in dependence upon God and finds thus that which will sustain him in this wilderness pathway. So they go on. From the wilderness, they went to Matana. Matana means a gift. If you and I, dear brethren, learn that all that we have comes from God, all who are born Jesus Christ, it all comes from Him. Nothing that you and I have, but what God has given it to us. Are we thankful for it? Do we praise Him for what He has given to us? So, how they learned while they were at that well, sustained and refreshed by that well, by the water of the well, and now to find that all that they have comes through Christ. So they journey on. The journey isn't ended yet. And they finally come to the top of Mount Pisgah. And Pisgah, you know, was that high eminence from where they could look back. Says the gate which looketh toward Jeshimon. Well, Jeshimon means the wilderness. They're almost at the end of the journey now. Almost to the land of Canaan. And they look back along the way. They look back to what God, to the way that God has led them. Yeah. The time is coming for you and I are going to look back on our pathway. We're going to see the way that God has led us. We're going to see all the difficulties of the pathway. What will we do when we see things in the light of God? When we see things with an understanding which we will have in that day that we don't have now, in that day when we'll know all things perfectly? Oh, will it not be to praise Him for all that is past and to trust Him for all that's to come?